Hey, everyone.
Big news.
We have a Patreon!
If you want more mystery in your life or just want to support the show, consider becoming a patron.
You get unedited episodes with outtakes, bonus episodes, and improv scenes. Only for our amazing patrons.
You can become a patron by going to patreon.com/audioobscurapod.
That's patreon.com/audioobscurapod.
Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 113.
So what if I smell like roast beef? This whole place smells like roast beef!
We're having fun here, like we always do, on Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast. I'm in charge today. I am the mastermind of this mystery. I am the obscurist. My name is Foster, but I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, David Martinez.
Greetings, carbon-based meat bags. Oh, sorry, that one was rough. I mean, it's not rough so much as just crude.
Yeah.
But you know, it happens.
I think go with it, but you gotta bring like an edge to it.
What, you want like a gravelly, like carbon-based meat bags?
Yeah. I think it's great. How are you, David?
All right. I'm good. It's nighttime here. It's not nighttime where you are, but it's getting dark and sleepy. It's been rainy all day, so it's like a nice fall. Cozy up, get the knitwear out, you know, have a fire going. I don't have a fireplace, but I lit some on fire, and I'm here, and I'm cozy, and I'm great.
Yeah, I noticed the hot plate next to your desk there.
Yep. It's just here to keep me warm. I occasionally accidentally rest my elbow on it. I got probably third degree burns, but I'll be all right.
Your UK's...
How you doing? Good to see you.
Whoa, baby. I'm doing okay. I'm in a mood. And that mood is good. Because we...
It was unabashed. I liked it. I'm in a mood.
David, we have a guest today.
Woohoo! Woo, 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 woo!
Folks, you're hearing her now. This is... I want to welcome Cynthia Sesney.
Hi! Woo.
Cynthia,
I'm excited to be here.
Yes, we are excited to have you.
Cynthia might be, I don't know, I can't put numbers on it, but at least one of our oldest listeners. Not in terms of age, but in terms of time spent listening to the show.
Yeah, I think I've listened to maybe every episode. I had an issue where I was like undecisive about which podcast app I wanted to be using. And I know I didn't start listening like from the get-go, but I did go back to episode one and listen from there. But then I like hopped back and forth between Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And so I might have missed a few here and there because it wouldn't keep track of what I had already listened to. But mostly I've listened to all of them.
Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Makes me real nervous that I'm not going to do well because I get like hyped up in my car. I'm like, yeah, I know the answer. And
welcome to the club.
Probably won't.
Honestly. I think Cynthia was one of the first people outside of my sister who like listened to who reached out to me and was like, I listened to the show. It's great. And I was like,
aw, that's awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know what? Enough of these MacGuffins. We've got six audio clips that I have found through the internet. And at the end, I'll ask you to tell me what's going on. But guess what? There's some things to help you. First off, there's a seventh hint clip. But if you do that, there will be a point deduction. Both of you also get hot or cold lifelines that at any time before clip six, you can say, hey, hot or cold lifeline, throw something my way and I'll tell you whether you're hot or cold, basically. And then at the end, we'll find out what you think. And maybe you'll get 3 points, and you do want to get 3 points. And David is going to tell us why, what the prize is today.
That's right. You can win today a set of knockoff Despicable Me Minion coasters. And I say knockoff because they're green. They are much longer and taller than the actual Minions. And they have names like...
Are you describing Gumby? Is it Gumby?
Hold it up to the camera.
It could be halfway between Gumby and a Despicable Me Minion.
Oh, yeah, that's
Let's
Gumby.
Just say that. But they have such great names as Piotr, Grigorovich, Sebastian,
Chekhov's minions.
Yeah, basically they're Chekhov's minions. But they're coasters, and they're that cheap, crappy cardboard that, like, almost doesn't even function.
Oh, yeah, that, like, disintegrates as soon as something moist touches it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
But there are 50 of them, so big,
so you could, like, stack them and then reduce the moisture soak through.
Nice. Yes, yeah. You could either have a party with a lot of people that they all get mad, or you enjoy them yourself and they last you longer because you can stack
and you have
them.
To reach up to get your drink. I like that.
Yes.
Big prizes on the table today. And you know what? Here's something else I'll throw in before we jump into this mystery, is I have a bell here that that I might ring if you ask a question that's on the right track. So we'll see if I remember that it's here.
Put it. Just keep it right there in your eyeline.
It's literally right in front of me, but I will forget it's here.
Put it up on some of those on some coasters.
Oh yeah, stack it on the coasters.
All right, here we go.
Just want it to be right there in front of your face. Yeah.
Enough of me rambling, because apparently I can't talk today. But guess what? I don't have to do a lot of talking. We just have to do a lot of listening to clip one.
A little old lady had stepped on the gas instead of the brake and ran into the restaurant.
She hit three people who were sitting down and eating inside.
Oh, no. It's a sad one.
Okay, disclaimer. Everybody's okay.
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 That makes me feel
better.
She hit
three people, though?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they say she hit three people?
Yes, a little old lady.
I don't think everyone's okay.
And so, okay, so it sounded like they were, like, out on the street, maybe interviewing people, like, immediately in the aftermath of said accident.
Yes. Did that the second half of the clip, that voice sounded a bit to me like a news anchor or an actual, like, journalist person?
Potentially, yes.
Or maybe not. It sounded a little too, like, what's that, like, presenter voice, where you're on tonight at 9. I'm going to call it the Ellen Kirk voice, because honestly, that's what it is. This is intense. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Listen, don't be scared. Again, everybody's fine. And I say that unjokingly.
Okay. So she hit the gas instead of the brake. Little old lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining probably, well, no, if hit gas, at first I was thinking, oh, they're parked in front of the building. And instead of going in reverse, they went into drive. But if you hit the gas instead of the brake, then that means that you were actively driving.
Yeah, probably.
McDonald's drive-thru. No, that you're going in circles. I don't know how you could end up into the building. all right, I'm ready to hear it again because I want to remember what the rest of the second half was. And just remember, hit three people and I got so sad.
Yes, and I that's again why I wanted to assure everyone that everyone is okay. So yeah, let's give it that second listen.
A little old lady had stepped on the gas instead of the brake and ran into the restaurant.
She hit three people who were sitting down and eating inside.
Yeah, that second voice is definitely like a newscaster or something.
She also sounded surprised. They were sitting down and eating inside.
How dare they do such a thing at a restaurant?
One customer was reported to have exclaimed, "Check, please." And then there was a rim shot, a spectator's report. Oh,
you're welcome.
I don't think the soundboard's working, man.
Yeah, that didn't sound like a rim shot.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
try it again. Okay, there it did it.
That was better.
Oh, I literally did the exact same thing. I don't know what the difference was.
Mm.
I just want it to be a bunch of clips of newscasters saying something that is very normal, but to them is very surprising.
People were sitting.
And it appears to be raining today. I got no other ideas.
I don't either. I feel like we just need more.
Too early.
It's too early.
Too early.
Well, we're going to move right along to clip number two.
Part of me wishes I'd been hit by that car instead. So what if I smell like roast beef? This whole place smells like roast beef.
The whole place smells like roast beef, and I wish I'd been hit by that car. What?
Buddy, you do not wish you smelled like roast beef. Roast beef is not, as tasty as it is, it's not the greatest of smells.
Okay, any more thoughts? Or you could give it that second listen, too.
I'm just trying to think, like, under what circumstance would the surprise be that now it smells like roast beef? So my question is, did the roast beef smell come from the restaurant and somehow the crashing through the building, like, opened that Pandora's box of odor? Or perhaps the vehicle that was driven into the restaurant was like a food truck that spilled all of its roast beef.
Oh, interesting. I thought the former at first. Like what you said was that the car ran into the restaurant and maybe hit the in the kitchen and hit the fridge and like outpoured just bags of roast beef.
But,
uncooked roast
but
beef.
But here's my question. That guy said that he wishes that he'd been the one hit by the car. Maybe they like gave them like a gift card for like unlimited. Ooh.
It's
we got a bell for why the guy wishes he'd been hit by the car?
Yeah.
It's you know, it's just I heard an open ended
question.
Was
that a serious bell?
I kind of, sure.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel accomplished.
I mean, he had a very elevated, energetic voice.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant to use the word crazy.
It was enthusiastic.
Yeah. It was very enthusiastic. I guess let's hear it again.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Part of me wishes I'd been hit by that car instead. So what if I smell like roast beef? This whole place smells like roast beef.
So what if I smell like
He's
roast beef?
He's got some serious Chandler Bing vibes to him.
Yeah, it's like he starts out kind of calm and then he just gets more and more tickled with himself as he's speaking.
Yes.
So what if I smell like roast beef? Like...
Why do you wish you'd been hit by the car and why do you not mind smelling like roast beef? What is the scenario you find yourself in, sir?
Maybe they gave them like free roast beef sandwiches for a year because we're sorry that that little old lady hit you with her car.
Oh, I love that
And
idea.
He's like, I want that free sandwich every day for a year.
Okay, wait, but then there's still remains the connection between receiving free roast beef for a year and you smelling like roast beef.
That's true.
Are you bathing in it?
Well, it's the cologne.
Maybe it gets delivered by like dump truck and he just accidentally stood under it when it all dumped out.
Maybe.
You know, David.
Yeah.
We're talking so much about roast beef.
I think more than usual.
I think we got to play our beef theme.
Okay. You want some of this business?
Yeah.
Beef of the week.
I love beef.
Is that Larry?
Yes. Just because
chiming in going, I love beef.
We never get a chance to play the beef theme, so
yeah, worth it.
It's
we're happy people. Yeah. We don't have many beefs.
Yeah, we don't have very many beefs. We can you know, just a reminder, you have those hot or cold lifelines. I know you'll probably use them right before clip six, and that's fine.
Maybe.
But yeah,
I kind of liked the old model of when it was halfway, so I might use mine halfway.
Oh,
just as like a throwback.
Nice.
Okay, just as an homage.
Yeah.
The first feedback we've ever gotten about what people think about the hot or cold lifelines. This is good. This is good stuff. If you have feedback, give us a call. 816-533-6098. Or leave us a voicemail. audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com.
The voicemail's from the phone mailbox.
Number.
It's fine.
Leave us an email.
Oh, what did I say?
Voicemail.
You said leave us a voicemail, audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com.
You could do that too.
You could record like a wave file and send it via email. A voicemail.
Is it still a voicemail if it comes through the computer?
I feel like it's not.
I guess it's still a voicemail if it's a voice.
I mean, you're
voice.
Mailing your voice, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're coming up on halfway here. And to get us there, we'll take a listen to clip three.
Controversial statue.
Yeah, it really is. The Satanic Temple of Detroit revealed the one-ton bronze statue. Their message, they say, more about laws protecting religious freedom than about Satan.
Too much. That was too much. It was too long a clip.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah. There's some long ones in this.
One-time bronze statue.
Satanic temple in Detroit. What are we talking about? What is this?
He pronounced it satanic, I think.
Satanic.
For some reason, but yeah, this is
man.
This is getting good.
I'll say.
It just that feels like such a non sequitur to the first two clips that now I just feel very confused.
Me too. However, one of the voices in that last clip sounded like that news anchor voice from the first clip.
Okay. So it could be that like they all come from the same source, but maybe at different times, like different broadcasts.
Yeah. Like maybe it's crazy interviews that this news anchor has had with people, like witnesses and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's maybe I'm picturing now not an in memoriam, but like she's, I don't know, she's moving on to another job and they're remembering some of her craziest stories that she was involved with.
Yeah.
That one was a treat.
There was a lot there. That was a long clip.
I'll help you out. Like you don't have to remember. I'll be honest. You don't have to remember a lot of the specifics. Just kind of like the general idea.
Cool. I can do gists.
Because I know some of these are longer.
So far, my takeaway from that clip was a controversial bronze statue. What happened with this?
I'm not sure. I remember being confused by the phrase one-time bronze statue.
Oh, one ton.
One ton. Okay. That makes more sense. Because yeah, I was like, how can a statue be one time? One ton. Okay.
Well, the bronze fades with the sun.
So. It does.
It doesn't stay bronze for very long.
I think.
Well,
yeah,
we hear it again?
Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again.
Controversial statue.
Yeah, it really is. The Satanic Temple of Detroit revealed the one-ton bronze statue. Their message, they say, more about laws protecting religious freedom than about Satan.
Does he say their mess is about their
message?
Laws.
Message.
Their message.
So they don't really care about worshiping Satan. They just care about the fact that they can, if they choose
yes,
to.
Yes, which. I know that this is a sentence that's going to need more context, and I'm not going to give it, but Margaret Hanslick-Burton, former guest of the show, has taught me this very fact that the satanic temple is more about religious freedom than Satan.
I feel like Margaret just, like, knows a lot of things, so can
yes.
come from anywhere. She just, like, consumes media and therefore
yeah.
knows a lot.
Cynthia, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I would also agree that she's a know-it-all.
Yeah, definitely the words that yeah. you just chose to put in my mouth.
I would also agree with exactly the quote that you just said. Here's my concluding thought on that previous idea was just that if we hear any more clips that reference, I can't believe I'm saying this sentence. If we hear any more clips that reference Satan, then I will start giving a little bit more credit to that idea that maybe this is like a documentary or something about
yeah.
the Satanic Church.
Oh man. Okay. I said
okay.
I was going to do my hot and cold at the halfway, which would be now.
Well, listen, you could listen to one more clip, and that's not a hint in any way, but you're
okay.
welcome to listen to another clip.
Let's do one more, and then I will try to come up with a hot or cold.
Nice.
Okay. Cool. Clip four.
It's here. It's in Detroit, and this is fantastic that, like, we get to experience this, and we get to see this amazing statue be unveiled for all the world to see.
I'm just excited to see my Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me, and that my allegiance is recognized. I don't know. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Oh, no. This man has been dying Oof. To get on camera for a while.
He had the cadence, like, prepared.
Yes. Glorious Italian stone.
Notice me.
Notice me.
Okay, so we're unveiling the satanic statue. This one-ton statue is getting unveiled in Detroit.
Yeah, probably.
Wait.
They didn't specifically specify that it was the same statue as in clip three, but
right.
that is maybe a connection we could make.
Okay. But the golden question right now is...
Why the beef?
What does this have to do with roast beef?
Why the beef?
Why the freaking beef?
And...
Oh, wait. I have a question,
yeah.
though. Well, in the first clip, the car ran into a... Was it a building? Or did we get the word restaurant?
We got
the word restaurant? Okay.
And...
Maybe there's a Satan-themed restaurant right next to the Satanic Temple.
Well, and let's not forget that I got a bell, which frankly I feel more invested in like getting a bell ding than really winning the 3 points at the end. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm
oh,
done.
Wow. We gotta reevaluate the values of this podcast faster.
No.
People are clamoring for the bell.
But the bell was about the question, why did that guy want to be hit by the car? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of me wishes I'd been hit by that car. Oh, because he wants to go to hell. We can say hell without believing
a real character.
And meet his...
That guy from clip two.
Maker. He was a character. So was this last guy.
Yeah. Huh.
This whole place smells like roast beef because of the... It's not actually roast beef. it's like burning flesh.
The burning flesh of the damned, of sinned people.
Oh my gosh. Kansas City's got the best burning flesh.
It's all in the preparation.
Yeah, Texans at me.
Yes.
Foster, can you tell us if eccentric gentleman from clip 2 is also eccentric gentleman from clip 4?
I will tell you, yes. The same voice.
Okay.
Okay, so now I feel like I want to hear clip 4 again to remember all of his new eccentricities. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm ready for it. There were a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
It's here. It's in Detroit. And this is fantastic that, like, we get to experience this and we get to see this amazing statue be unveiled for all the world to see.
I'm just excited to see my Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me and that my allegiance is recognized. I don't know. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
I do hope my allegiance is recognized.
Yeah. And then there was a weird pause where he's like, I don't know. And then he jumps back into it. I'm wondering if he's like, is he reading something? Or he's like throwing something out there. And then he goes, I don't know, something like that. And then jumps back into it. He's like doing a bit.
Yeah. Or like almost if he could just be like there playing more of like a satirical role, making fun rather than like being in earnest. I don't know. I'm going back to clip 1. The old lady running into the restaurant. Maybe that was related to her just being like so shocked by what she was seeing.
Oh, like maybe the statue is ablaze or something. And she was like looking out the window as she was driving.
Yeah, so maybe it's all just related to this unveiling of the statue.
But it definitely seems like we're getting the theme around the Detroit's Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
And this statue, as our
Satanic.
Michigan lady friend said.
Satanic statue.
Satanic. A satanic statue.
Great, great cocktail. Gin and satanic.
Man, I was trying to think of a pun for satanic earlier and I couldn't come up with
one. That was a good one. Okay, I don't think I can come up with a hot. That coming up with hot and cold is harder than I anticipated it would be.
Oh.
So maybe I'll sit on it for another.
All right. Yep, I'm going to wait too. I shall
All right.
hold on to my hot or cold life.
Well, that brings us to clip number 5.
First wondered if it was bird droppings, but the consistency shows otherwise.
Okay.
The blood of the innocent. What are you mixing up bird droppings with?
Chocolate. Well, I guess it depends on what kind of bird it is.
True. And if it's diarrheal.
Yeah. I just...
Animal facts.
Animal facts.
So, what else could be the consistency? No, bird. The consistency was wrong.
Yeah, we didn't. I feel like from before, we had clips that were a lot of information, and then this one begged for more because we didn't get to find out what it actually was.
Maybe this is like somehow the statue was vandalized, and at first they thought it was just a bird dropping, but then as they investigated closer, they're like, no, this was humans. This was intentional.
Interesting. Yeah, like globs of spray paint or something, I guess, could be misconstrued as bird droppings. Spit. I still think that this is all the effects, the things that happened surrounding this statue being put into place.
Yeah.
I want to go, my gut still says hellabaloo.
Did you say hellabaloo?
Oh, I did not, but well done.
That would have been nice.
Well done. I should have.
Well.
Cynthia, yes, I did. I said hellabaloo. Foster, editing Foster.
Yeah.
You're just.
I'm not going to do that.
You'll work your magic.
So it seems like the conversation stalled a little bit, so that seems like a good time to give it a second listen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First wondered if it was bird droppings, but the consistency shows otherwise.
It's more like a tar.
Researchers from the local university report.
It's very, if I had, icky, it's icky ooky.
Icky ooky.
So that was definitely another, like, news anchor voice. I don't know what else to think, since a lot of the clips have been about this. I can't think of anything else that it could be other than this is like an entire news report about the satanic statue.
I agree.
But there has to be
That's why I feel like that feels too simple. Like we're missing something. Yeah. So maybe if we go with hullabaloo or even just like statue unveiling. I don't know. That's not helpful.
Yeah, I think we need to get a little radical and come up with connections between roast beef and satanic statues and have that be our hard or cold guesses to see if we get anywhere close.
Mm. Yeah, this is the time we have to use them. Because we're about to hit clip six.
The only two things I can think of is like the sort of torture element. Like maybe the statue has an interactive element where it's, you know, it's either on fire or it's burning something that causes a roast beef smell, or the hitting of the restaurant caused by a distraction of the statue led to roast beef spilling everywhere and smelling like roast beef.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you two right now?
Mm-hmm.
All this talk, I'm getting hungry. This boy's getting hangry.
Just need to make yourself a sandwich.
Yeah.
A little roast beef Sammy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with one of those. I'm going to say...
Well, David, you can... we're going to use a stinger from a previous guest.
Yeah.
Hot or cold? This is hot or cold?
Yes, David.
My hot or cold lifeline is going to be torture.
Cold? torture? I mean...
I don't know. I thought that the statue was like doing something that looks like it's
a thing, maybe.
I mean, listen.
Yeah, or if the statue has the appearance of roasting.
I don't think you two are giving Detroit enough credit to like I don't think the city code is going to be cool with a burning statue that's torturing people.
I mean, that,
we've had weirder things on this show.
All right.
Okay, I think that...
Oh, you gotta hit the buzzer.
Oh.
Hot or cold!
Yes, okay.
Great.
So, I am going to say The Chosen One.
Mmm. Wow.
A lot went on in my brain while you pulled up that stinger.
Yeah.
If he says hot, I'm gonna have a hard time not thinking it's a statue of Harry Potter.
Here's what I'll say. I'm gonna say warm.
Okay.
I'm going to say warm.
Hot or cold lifeline.
What?
Yeah, do you want to know what happened inside my brain in like the span of like 2 seconds? I looked back at my...
At least give me the connecting points.
I looked back at my notes here. And I thought about the guy saying he wishes he had been hit. And then the same guy saying like, notice me. Like that there's maybe some aspect of like... something about this statue and like choosing people to be like the followers. I don't know. I don't know enough about satanic culture there, but I feel like there's some sort of aspect of like wanting to be in with the crowd, you know, and that like somehow maybe the car wreck was like, oh, these people got hit. So they are chosen.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. I like that.
But that got like a warm?
Yeah.
Let's, we have the final clip. Hopefully this will help you out. It's a real doozy for Yuzi. clip six.
And if a bird pooped, how in the heck would it poop like that?
Not quite bird or man, but something more akin to a beast. But only I have faced the beast mono a bird mono. Only I know his truest title and his most meaningful moniker. For I am Onyx the Fortuitous, slayer of the bright realm, and hunter of the Mothman.
I cannot handle that guy. Okay.
In this clip, we were talking about a bird the whole time, right? The beast was the bird. So it wasn't... So maybe the statue... Wait, earlier he said it was a statue of Behemoth?
I don't know.
Bassinet.
No, I just have an infant, so that's the word that occurs to me.
Bassett. Angela.
Yeah, there was a lot in this clip, and...
There was. And you know what? I'm going to give you a little hint.
Well, I'm guessing we don't have to, like, again, it's another situation where we don't need the details.
Right. Right?
It's about the bigger picture of this clip.
Just what is the premise here? We've heard three completely separate news stories.
Okay.
And here's the last.
Oh.
Restaurant, statue,
yep.
Gunk.
1 and 2, 3 Bird. And 4, 5 and 6.
Bird droppings.
Yes. This is a callback to Get Rich Nick episode. Buster has done this before where he pairs clips of twos together. Okay, but we had same or at least matching voices in different pairs.
Yeah, the same guy was in the second
and specifically
and the third groupings.
Yeah. And then I think we heard the same news anchor lady voice in the first and second.
Yeah, I mean, if they're all from the same.
Just one consistent voice.
Okay. I think what we need to guess is him. Is what his role is in all of this. I'm going to call him David Sedaris for lack of a better, a better person name. We need to guess what the purpose of David Sedaris is in this mystery.
How original, David?
I was going to call him Notice Me, Nate.
Oh, yeah. I like that too.
Notice
Me, Nate.
And in this one, it was something about the bird droppings. No, wait, that was the previous one. My notes page is leading me astray.
Well, it was both. Because we started with a lady talking about the bird poop in her very best Michigan accent. Maybe we get a second listen to clip 6, so maybe we should go ahead and...
Yeah, let's take it now.
And if a bird poop, how in the heck would a poop like that?
Not quite bird or man, but something more akin to a beast. But only I have faced the beast Mono, ah, bird Mono. Only I know his truest title and his most meaningful moniker. For I am Onyx the Fortuitous, slayer of the Bright Realm, and hunter of the Mothman.
And hunter. Okay.
The way he finishes with hunter of the Mothman makes it seem like the Mothman... Is the Mothman the beast? That he's talking about?
Or is
the
he
Mothman the thing that's
Onyx
pooping?
The beast.
He is Onyx the Fortuitous.
Well, but maybe that's
I did
not
write that
quite
down.
Bird, not quite man.
Slayer of the Bright Realm.
Poop. I also realm. Like, we're kind of missing the first lady on this one. She also had a very lovely voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great? It's a poop like that.
A poop like bird. That.
Read a poop like that.
In a bird. A bit of poop.
Okay, so I feel a little bit like it's still more... I think you're right, David, that man, that voice, is the key to unlocking this mystery. And I feel like we've kind of escalated in his level of feeling important or chosen, for lack of a better word. Because in the first one, he was like, man, I wish I'd been hit by that car. And then in the second one, he's like, maybe he will notice all of my adoration. Notice me. And then in this third one, he's like, I am Onyx. You know, like, I feel like there's been like an escalation of, I wish it had been me.
Yes.
Notice me. And now, like, I am the one.
Yes. Hunter of the Mothman. Yeah.
And remember, I said, and I'm helping you out a lot here. These are three separate news stories.
And he's in all of them. Okay. There is a show, which actually I've used for a previous mystery. It was with Cindy Potasek. She was the guest on that episode, where I used a clip from a show called The Big Fat Quiz, which is a panel show in the UK hosted by Jimmy Carr. I'm getting vibes of something like that, where it's this guy who comes in. He's like, I don't know, part of this news station. And he comes in and does something with news stories as they... Or it's maybe somebody who is like a correspondent for like a Daily Show type thing, who is taking news stories and giving, you know, being an eyewitness.
Okay, but either way, you're still kind of on the satire kick, it sounds like.
Oh, 100%.
See, I don't know if I am. I can't figure out if I think that guy is being satirical or if he's just like progressively getting a little more unhinged.
Now I want it to be the second thing.
And since Foster keeps insisting to remind us that it's three separate news stories, that makes me feel like maybe they're spread out in time. And so it's not all centered around this unveiling of the statue like we'd initially thought, but it's like we're checking in with the same guy.
Yeah, I think it's a bit. I mean, because some parts sound scripted, because we had that moment where he paused. Mm-hmm. And he like stopped and was like, I don't know. And then he came back and went, notice me. That makes it feel like he's a performer. He's an entertainer in some way.
Yeah.
But he's the theme in all three.
All right, pretty soon I will either need a guess that we'll have to lock in, or there is a hint clip.
I feel so close. I feel almost close enough that I don't want a hint.
Yeah.
I feel like I might just go for it.
You don't have to have the same guess.
I think I want the hint clip.
I'm feeling bold. I'm feeling feisty today.
I love that for you.
Thank you. I'm going to go with an individual who is brought in as like a performative eyewitness for news stories. Someone who is doing bits on news stories as a, like an eyewitness, basically.
Okay. And what's the format?
I'm going to say video, basically.
Okay. So David is
locked in.
That's my favorite sound clip, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Mine too.
Awesome. Like the first one I did?
Yeah, pretty much. No, honestly, my favorite is, that's my second favorite. My favorite is when Foster threw in a sped up locked in really fast in episode one. Oh, I lost it.
Okay, David is locked in. Listeners, if you want to get the full 3 points, you're like, I know exactly what's going on. I don't want to use the hint. You need to lock it in now. You need to text somebody. You need to FaceTime somebody. You need to crash a wedding, grab that mic, tell everyone there, and, you know, you tell the best man, I'm going to let you finish. But first, here's my guess. And then use that opportunity to plug the podcast.
AudioObscuraPod.com.
All right. Okay. Let's give that first listen to the hint clip.
The ghost hunters tell me they've seen numerous spirits. And recently at the Old Mill Museum in Dundee, Monroe County, they spotted this figure.
In a ghastly blurred image, a specter began to take the most clearest of shapes. A lesser-known spectral entity known only to experts as a Hume Goo. And I, Onyx the Fortuitous, tracker of lost duppies and keeper of meandering spirits, am here to bust that ghost. Why, you may ask? Because busting makes me feel good.
Oh, I kind of want to meet this guy.
Me too. I could Bustin see the shimmy at the end of that
good.
Sentence.
Good.
Good.
Okay, what if he's like a vigilante? Like a...
He does have a title.
Yeah, Onyx the Fortuitous. And he just like shows up at all these things. And he's like, I wish I'd been hit by the car because then those other people wouldn't have been hurt, even though Foster says they weren't.
They were not seriously hurt.
I wonder, though, if that's a hint. I'm helping you now, I guess, tonight, if I talk about this. It's only for me. If that's a hint, because maybe that means that none of these news stories are real.
Oh.
If Foster feels confident that no one got hurt, it could be because none of the news stories are real. I guess it could also be that Foster followed up on the rest of the news story.
Yeah, and it could be that it's hard to just like joke around and have fun if we're worried about
about people being hurt.
Vehicular manslaughter.
He just said it to calm us down, even though it's not true.
Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling like David's guess is actually pretty good now that I've had the hint clip that he's like some guy that's either brought on or like he just himself follows the news vans and like shows up and is like wanting to try, like trying to get
guys,
on camera
Onyx is
all
here
the time.
Again.
Yeah. And he somehow, he keeps making it on air.
Yeah. They see him and they're
that's
like, oh,
amazing.
Onyx is here. Let's talk to him.
They even try to like continuously run in a circle so that he's like trying to get on camera.
We do have another listen to that.
All right, let's have it.
All right.
The ghost hunters tell me they've seen numerous spirits. And recently at the Old Mill Museum in Dundee, Monroe County, they spotted this figure.
In a ghastly blurred image, a specter began to take the most clearest of shapes. A lesser-known spectral entity known only to experts as a Hume Goo. And I, Onyx the Fortuitous, tracker of lost duppies and keeper of meandering spirits, am here to bust that ghost. Why, you may ask? Because busting makes me feel good.
I do like your idea of vigilante, because he's like, he's trying to bust things. What is this, a keeper of lost guppies? Yeah.
something
like
that.
About like human goo or something.
Yeah.
Hume goo.
It's known as a Hume goo.
Hume goo. Okay. So.
All right. What do you got?
I think this is a local TV station that has somebody that they, yeah, basically it's David's guest, somebody that they've hired to try to attract more viewers who just inserts himself into these news stories and gets progressively more ridiculous as time goes on.
Okay. All right. We have their guesses. We've listened to the hint clip. And now, let's hear the reveal.
The robber took off running with the cash into these woods behind the restaurant, but he didn't get far. Three employees chased him down.
Manager Claudette moved with the quickness of a jungle cat as she leapt into her burgundy tercel to give chase. I don't know. In a frenzied moment of knowing candor, I looked toward Durrell and Tino and uttered a stirring call to action. Dem Arby's boys, wheels up. Ski skirt.
What? Dem Arby's
wheels
boys?
Wheels up.
Dem Arby's boys, wheels up.
Ski
okay.
Skirt.
I'm going to share my screen in a second. Give me one moment.
I have no idea what's happening. I'm here for it.
I'm going to show you a video, and the video is titled Weird Arby's Guy. And this is going to be the video from the first two clips. And this is from a YouTube channel called Bowser Vids. And Bowser Vids, this is, I believe, this gentleman's name is Andrew Bowser. And he is playing a character, and the character's name is Onyx.
Well, Dave and Glenda, they just finished boarding up the window pane and part of the wall here. This is a very busy Arby's. It sits right here in Woodward in Royal Oak near 13 Mile Road. So as you can imagine, there are quite a few people inside at the time.
A big window went pop, and there was just glass everywhere. That was the loudest bang I had ever heard. It sounded like an explosion.
I thought perhaps the end of days was upon us, but it turned out it was just a disoriented old lady in a champagne-colored Toyota Avalon crashing into my world like DMB circa 1996. Who's got their claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, I'll beat again.
Just before 2 p.m.
They don't address it at all.
All right, and I could keep going on. There are a lot of these videos that are basically the same format. And that format is news story, cut to Onyx, this character played by Andrew Bowser, shows up and gives an interview. This is not real. This is all trickery.
So he just inserts himself into all these videos.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of funny.
You know, you'll have to decide for yourself, you know, how hilarious you think it is. But the channel is Bowser Vids. And he does a really good job blending himself into these videos. I mean, that first Arby's one, I think, is like the original, got like 7 million views. So, you know, I applaud just like the attention to detail and the effort it goes into making that fairly seamless.
Yeah, I think the funniest part and the part that convinces me, like that makes it seem pretty quickly that it's not real, is that he does it and then the news story just keeps going, and for the news people to not comment on it at all seems unrealistic.
Yeah.
They would say something.
Yeah, at no time do they
address him.
Do they call out? Now hold on, was that Dem Arby's boys? Wheels up.
Skeet skeet. What a hobby.
That's Bowser Vids. And I know what
what a hobby.
I know what you're wondering. Points. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I already decided, and I don't want to spend too much time justifying it.
Here's what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Basically, David, you did not use the hint. You were very, very close, almost spot on. I'm giving you 2.5 points.
I'll take it.
Cynthia, you did use the hint. You also came around to David's side.
Yeah, because I copied him.
We're very close. I'm going to give you 1.5 points.
Sweet. And a bell. Don't forget I got a bell.
You did, yeah. Well done.
Ha-ha.
Well, fine. I guess the coasters will sit in storage, along with all the other unused prizes. We should really recycle them.
Here's what I want to know, though, David. If you are in possession of said coasters... Why did you need the points to earn them?
We've covered this before. So this is canon that they are stored in an Audio Obscura owned warehouse.
Oh, yes.
so okay. that it is a third party. And by that, I mean the third party is the warehouse that is holding on to the products. And not either Foster nor myself have possession of them.
Just Jeff Bezos. Got it.
Yeah. 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 Fun fact, Jeff Bezos owns Blue Origin, Amazon, and all the warehouses in the world.
I think so.
So now we are going to do plugs. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining
us. Yeah, this was really fun. Thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. Is there something that you want to send people towards, something that you want to promote or tell people about? What do you have going on?
Well, I don't know when this will air, but I play with the Kansas City Wind Symphony, and we have a concert coming up on October 17th. I think we're allowing an audience. I think we're mostly back to full functioning. Everybody playing in the ensemble right now is fully vaccinated. So I think we're pretty much mostly back to normal-ish. So, yeah, Kansas City Wind Symphony, awesome. We play at Village Presbyterian Church, October 17th.
And where can people go for information or tickets?
They can just Google Kansas City Wind Symphony. I know we have a website. I just don't know what it is.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, fantastic.
Kansas City Wind Symphony.
Yeah.
Nice.
David Martinez, what do you got going on?
I'm going to plug another TV show because that's how I do.
Yeah.
We're now a few episodes into it, and I'm quite enjoying it. It is a Foundation. It is based on the science fiction series by Isaac Asimov, and it's on Apple TV Plus. And it's been, I think it's 3 episodes we've had so far, and it is quite interesting. I'm excited to see where it goes. I did not read the series, so I'm not familiar with the story or how it holds up. But Lee Pace, Jared Harris, it's got a good cast. So I'm enjoying it.
Okay, very cool. I'm going to plug a couple quick things. I'm going to first plug, I'm going to plug our Patreon. So for instance, last episode was episode 112. Some things exclusive to patrons from that episode. You will find out my favorite princess. You will find out about the shocking secret of Clifford the Big Red Dog. And
you will
also learn about some guy who's banging stuff outside David's flat. All things exclusive to patrons. And of course, a lot of fun banter and tangents and improv scenes. Also, I'm just a basic boy, and I'm going to plug a movie that needs no plug, The Terminator. I rewatched it the other night. It is just a masterclass of filmmaking. I might even like it more than the sequel, to be honest. Such a fun, good movie.
Wait, is that a hot take? Isn't that what most people feel? Like a first movie better than a sequel?
I think a lot of people's thought is it's the rare case where the sequel is better than the original.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So that is what I will plug. Patreon.com/audioobscurapod. Well, that does it. Folks, that's the end of the episode. And we'll see you next time. But until then, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Audio Obscura, the weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by following Audio Obscura on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Check out our back catalog of over 100 audio mysteries at audioobscurapod.com. Consider leaving us a rating and review in your podcast app. And for unedited episodes and bonus content, become a patron at patreon.com/audioobscurapod. Thanks for listening.
Burning flesh.
Feeling feisty today.
This is not real.